This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Myanmar, U Min Aung Hlaing, held detailed talks on the entire gamut of bilateral issues in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered trade, defense, border management and culture, among other areas of interest. Briefing media after the talks, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Myanmar, and both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of territory for activities inimical to their security interests.
Both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Overall, this visit by the President has once again reaffirmed the shared commitment of both sides to deepen their long-standing partnership and to work together for mutual benefit, growth and prosperity in the region.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and the US have finalized most elements of the first phase of the bilateral trade agreement and negotiations are now focused on a few minor issues, commas and full stops. He said that the US team is in New Delhi to hold talks on finalizing the first phase of bilateral trade agreement BTA. The talks will take place in New Delhi from today till Thursday. India's chief negotiator is Darpan Jain, additional secretary in the Department of Commerce, while the US team is led by its chief negotiator, Brendan Lynch. Five newly appointed Supreme Court judges will take oath today. Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, will administer the oath of office to the judges. President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with the Chief Justice of India, has appointed five new judges to the Supreme Court. According to a notification issued by the Law Ministry, Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Justice Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of Bombay High Court, Justice Shri Chandrasekhar, Chief Justice of Madhya Pradesh High Court, Justice Sanjeev Sajdeva, and Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court, Justice Arun Balli, have been elevated as Supreme Court judges. Senior advocate Venkita Subramani Mohana has also been appointed as a judge in the Apex Court. BJP National President Nitin Nabin held a meeting with senior party office bearers and workers in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media, party MP and spokesperson Dr. Sambit Patra shared key details, highlighting discussions on Narendra Modi government's 12 years of service, organizational expansion and future initiatives aimed at broadening the party's outreach across various sections of society. He said that the government is completing 12 years in office and everyone has witnessed how India has progressed under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, with advancements taking place across every sector. Uttar Pradesh government has constituted two separate high-level inquiry committees to investigate the collapse of the segmental span of the under-construction bridge over the Betwa River in Hamirpur district. The committees under the district administration and Uttar Pradesh Bridge Corporation have begun a comprehensive investigation into the incident, which took six lives. District Magistrate Hamirpur Abhishek Goyal said that the three-member inquiry committee constituted by the district administration, headed by the additional district magistrate Namami Gange, is conducting a detailed examination of all administrative, technical and procedural aspects related to the incident. In Uttarakhand, UNESCO World Heritage Site Valley of Flowers, located in Chamoli district, has been opened to tourists. The Forest Department has appealed to visitors to cooperate in the conservation of the valley's rich biodiversity and rare plant species. According to the department, Valley of Flower is currently home to more than 300 species of flowers and several rare varieties of flora. Forest Range Officer Chetna Kandpal said that the valley will remain open to visitors until the 31st of October. In hockey, India registered a commanding 4-1 victory over Korea in their third Pool A match of the Men's Under-18 Asia Cup in Takamigahara, Japan, yesterday. Captain Ketan Kushwaha led from the front with a brace, scoring in the 3rd and 36th minutes. Varinder Singh added another goal in the 5th minute, while Shahrukh Ali sealed the win with a powerful strike in the 54th minute. And that is the end of this news bulletin.